One.
Blog Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Double Down Radio listeners, 2010 is about to come to an end. There has been all kinds of different stuff go on this year in the world of professional wrestling and indie wrestling. Just a few months ago, Double Down Radio made its debut here on Blog Talk Radio. And we had one goal, me and Dave Robinson did, to put out wrestling news on a radio platform and on ShootJunkies.com. Just a few weeks ago, the nominees were announced for the year-end reviews, and the winners are in. We are going to announce them tonight, and I will let Dave Robinson tell you all about that.
Hey, Nate Korn and Double Down Radio fans. What a pivotal year it has been, this 2010. Let me tell you, there was a lot to decide on whether it should go in the poll, whether it should stay out. A lot of close competition in this race. Believe you me, Nate Korn, this is going to be one for the books. And it is going to be written in stone who is the best, and I'll tell you why. Because you guys, you, the fans, you, the workers out there, you, the friends of Double Down Radio, you, the allies of Shoot Junkies and enemies, showed up on those polls and voted and decided who you wanted to be. To represent you and represent Shoot Junkies as those who deserve the spotlight in the indie circuit of professional wrestling. Nate Korn, it has been so exciting watching these polls. Watching,
you know,
as the numbers grew more and more.
I will agree. I was watching the polls, and I was actually watching one poll to be precise, and we will announce which one that was here in just a little bit because it's kind of near and dear to my heart. You know, I was up for referee of the year. We'll see. I have no clue the winners here on this right now, and I'm about to find out with every one of you Double Down Radio and ShootJunkies.com fans. So let's go ahead and get the first winner out of the way. So go ahead, Dave, and take over on that.
Wrestling fans, ShootJunkies.com and Double Down Radio presents to you the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Jobber of the Year Award. The candidates were as follows: Iceberg from the EAPW, Warlock from the NWF, Dewey Brown from the DWA, Dwayne Gladwell from SAW, Caleb from the UWA, FLS from RCCW, TX Cross from SWI, Corrupt Jones from First Class Wrestling, and Nate Flames from First Class Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you that this in no way, shape, or form is a jab or a joke on anybody. You see, the jobber is what makes this wrestling business function. He is the individual who goes out there and puts his body on the line to make sure that the job gets done. And by all means, he deserves more respect than anybody else on the card because he is the one that has the toughest task by having to do the job. And your winner for Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Jobber of the Year Award is Iceberg from EAPW. Iceberg won with a staggering 43% of the vote, followed in second place by Corrupt Jones from First Class Wrestling. And in third place, we had a tie with 9% of the vote each. Dewey Brown from the DWA and Nate Flames from First Class Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, that was definitely a good one to follow. Nate Korn, we got a lot of stuff lined up on this show tonight. Not just the year in review, but we have all kinds of news coming in from the WWE, coming in, well, a little bit from the TNA. It's exciting. It really is, man. You know what? 2010 was one hell of a year for myself. As if things couldn't progress any further from 2009, 2010 made it even 10 times more unexpected and unimaginable. 2010 is when I got to see a 500,000 person audience surrounding me in the ring as I refereed some classic matches at the WEBN Fireworks at Sawyer Point. By God, I do not think that there will be another show that will take place like that one again, but who knows? Because I leave no limits on 2011. That is for sure, Nate. Absolutely for
sure.
That
is, you know, their 2011 is getting ready to open up, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the future here. 2010, I can't say it's been so good for me. You know, I've had my ups and downs, but, you know, I've been there. My greatest accomplishment was bringing and debuting Double Down Radio here on Blog Talk Radio in 2011. You know, we're expanding, we're growing, you know, new things are coming, new channels, new stations are coming to Double Down Radio. We're actually, we're expanding onto more than a wrestling platform, as you've seen me tease over the last week or two. So, you know, I do agree with the Jobber of the Year. Iceberg does deserve that. I mean, I've seen him work many, 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 many times. So, you know, hats off to him, and I look forward to seeing him more on the future here. So, all right. Well, I guess we got the first award out of the way. So let's hit some more news here. Let's start off. Well, might as well hit it. The biggest piece of news, I know you know, Dave, and I know as well as I know, which was reported just a couple days ago at a live show at the WWE. John Cena was in a steel cage match with Wade Barrett, and he did not walk out of that match in one piece. He has had a severe sternum issue, which causes him severe bleeding. He is going to be out, they say, for a good 3 to 4 months. So that's a big blow for the WWE.
Well, and on one point, it is a big blow, Nate. And on the other end, I say that it might be a little bit of a breath of fresh air for those of us that thought that John Cena was stale. You know, he's taking a break now. It'll be interesting to see who sets up his place. You know, just like in the NFL, you've got these guys that are top stars, the starting quarterbacks, and they get injured often. And then a second-string guy has to step up. A lot of people don't realize this so long ago. Brett Favre was a second-string quarterback who had to step up to the plate against our very own Bengals, Nate, and pulled off one out of his ass. And it was absolutely, you know, the beginning of a historic career. But back to John Cena, I want to add this note. Big Show is substituting for the injured John Cena at Raw Live Events. And he is facing Wade Barrett in steel cage contest. The remaining SmackDown Live events will be headlined by triple threat matches featuring World Heavyweight Champion Edge versus CM Punk versus Kane. Also, in other news, WWE has removed Ashley Valance's profile from the company's website's Divas section. No official announcement was made regarding her departure. And the self-proclaimed original diva, Tammy Stitch, widow of Chris Candido, of course, revealed today in her Facebook account that she was interviewed by WWE.com. It will be posted next month. So that's an interesting bit of news. I always kind of admire Tammy.
Well, since we're sticking here on the Divas part of it, just this past Wednesday, WWE made a contract and signed Awesome Kong herself. So it looks like the Kong one is going to be heading to the WWE very, very soon. There's rumor that she might go down to Florida Championship Wrestling to kind of get the ring rust off her a little bit to get ready for big-time TV. So we'll definitely have to see. You know, the one thing I got to know is who are they going to feed to Awesome Kong, because she's a pretty big girl, and I don't see no one going up against her like they had there in TNA.
Well, Nate, you got your wish. Your girlfriend, Awesome Kong, is now in the WWE. I hope you are happy. In my opinion, the Divas division is now completely, undeniably crap. I mean, you know, I don't like Awesome Kong. I'm sorry. Nothing against Haiti. I don't even know if she's from Haiti, but I don't like Awesome Kong.
She is from Haiti. This is true. So we'll definitely have to see how that moves on. So,
well, I feel sorry for Haiti.
Well, since we're on the Divas, we might as well go ahead and give away another award. Let's go ahead and give away Female Wrestler of the Year. So who are the nominees for that there, Dave?
All right. Yeah, that is a good one to bring up. And let me tell you, Nate, this was a very close one. Here are the nominees for Shoot Junkies 2010 Indie Female Wrestler of the Year. Nevaeh, Mary Elizabeth, Heather Owens, Natasha Rivers, Cindy, and a big-time local favorite, Little Naughty, who appears at many shows. And your winner of the 2010 Indie Female Wrestler of the Year is, with 27% of the vote, Mary Elizabeth. It was running neck and neck, let me tell you, Nate, between Nevaeh, Mary Elizabeth, and Natasha Rivers, another girlfriend of yours, I believe. She was really leading for a second there. I mean, she had me scared. I thought she was going to win. But no, Mary Elizabeth pulled it out. She took off ahead of Nevaeh and Rivers both and got 27% of that vote and has won the Indie Female Wrestler of the Year award.
Wow, you know, I see why she won, because she isn't called the Rated G Superstar for nothing. She's very, very fan popular, so it makes sense to vote. Wow, so hats off to Mary Elizabeth. I'm sure she probably had some of her friends from what she does professionally vote for her. So, you know, so we'll definitely have to see how things go and see if she can hold that title again next year.
Now, let me add this. Okay, they were individuals who had contacted me, and I guess they were trying to scare me out of doing this whole review. And they had told me that Batman Rob Hudson, now I'm not trying to give this guy too much leeway, but man, sometimes I really do get a kick out of this stuff. Batman Rob Hudson, I guess, had made it clear that he was going to rig our polls. And by doing so, he was going to get all of his buddies to vote for what he wanted. And I told this individual that let me know this, you know, that's what we want. You know, that we want a majority to rule. And if he can get the majority to rule in his favor, then by all means, that's fine. Of course, Batman Rob Hudson is mentioned in a couple of categories that we have lined up tonight. But, and, of course, he is a nemesis of Double Down Radio. So just to throw that in there.
Well, you know, just that way we can go ahead and kind of get rid of that leeway and, you know, let people know that, hey, these polls are not rigged 100% of the 100% proof. Let's go ahead and see who won the award for Referee of the Year. Let's go ahead and drop that. Who were the nominees for that?
Okay, well, of course, let me add that the Referee of the Year was a very close one, too. Well, actually, no, what am I saying? It wasn't close at all. I'm kidding myself. Okay, the candidates for Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Referee of the Year are as follows: Skeeter Muldoon, Nate Karn, Joe Kopez, Bobby Campbell, Tony the Ref, and Nate Knuckles. And the winner of the 2010 Indie Referee of the Year award goes to Skeeter Muldoon with a staggering 70% of the vote. Can you believe that, Nate Karn? 70%. The second guy in place was Joe Kopez, who only had 15% of the vote next to Skeeter.
You know, I can believe that. You know, Skeeter is a very likable referee. He kind of comes in, does his job, you know, keeps quiet, doesn't really say much, so I can understand that. So I give hats off to Skeeter, but there's always next year, and we'll see what happens, you know. So hats off to Skeeter. So, all right, then. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and take a quick break here. We'll hit some music here, and we'll be back here in about two and a half minutes with you. So go ahead. Dave, you go ahead and hit that track.
Thank you.
Tonight, the producer of the show, Double Down Radio. So we'll have to try not to play another Carrie Underwood song here while we continue the votes. What do you think about that, Dave?
You know, we were sitting over here at Shoot Junkie Central, and it's ironic that you said that because we did just bust open a bottle of the champagne, and if I was sitting there cracking up as soon as that song played because I did not realize what it was, and... you know what, it reminded me of that scene in Family Guy where Brian and Stewie are DJs, and he hits that soundtrack for, what was it, the Philadelphia movie, the Tom Hanks Philadelphia movie? That's what it kind of reminded me of.
Wow, man, I'll tell you. Well, definitely, that's interesting. So we'll try not to do that and see if that producer can definitely hit a better song next time. So, all right, Dave, well, let's go ahead and give another... award out tonight, a winner. Let's see who we got on board.
All right, I'm scrolling through the list to see. We still have several more. Okay, I don't think we didn't do Heel of the Year yet, did we?
No, we did not. Let's do Heel of the Year.
Okay, category is Shoot Junkies 2010 Indie Heel of the Year. Here are the candidates: Jason Chimera from the UWA. Jerome Phillips from Heartland Wrestling Association. Regulator from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Bull Newlands from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Damian Daniels from Shockwave Impact Wrestling. Lil C, Kyron from the Northern Wrestling Federation, Shomari from the Dynamic Wrestling Alliance, Lord Hades, T-Dog Foreman from First Class Wrestling, Tarek the Legend, and Die Hard Tom McClain from Unstoppable Wrestling Alliance. And here is the winner for the 2010 Indie Heel of the Year Award. This one wasn't a close one either. The winner is Die Hard Tom McClain from the UWA with a shocking 42% of the vote. Nate Karn, second in place was Lil C, who had 24% of the vote. The rest didn't even get past 10%. These two guys stomped the competition, but namely Die Hard Tom McClain, who is our Heel of the Year here at Shoot Junkies.
Wow, you know, I've never actually had the privilege of seeing Die Hard Tom McClain in action as of yet, but, you know, it kind of surprised me. I thought that Damian Daniels would pull that out, but, you know, that's what it's all about, voting. So this tells me one thing, that the UWA people voted, you know. His fans voted or whatnot, so that's exactly what it's all about. You know, get people on there. You know, I had people voting for me all over Florida, so. But, you know, that's how it happened. So, heads off to Die Hard Tom McClain.
Yeah, big congrats to Die Hard Tom McClain. I have worked shows with him before. I didn't go on stage. I've done backstage jobs and things like that on shows that he had worked before. Well, actually, I do believe I had refereed matches with him before whenever I tried my run at refereeing early in my career. He was a big favorite at Sword Opera House. So, you know, he's got all those people that went up there in Middletown and watched behind him. He's a fairly popular guy, I believe. I don't know a lot about his history, how he got started or anything like that, but I would definitely like to look into that. And I will do my best to get stories on each of these winners because I think the fans would probably like to know a little more about these guys. Those who did not vote for him, maybe they're wondering, well, why did these guys who did vote for him like him so much? Well, you know, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if he'll give us an interview, give us a little more insight on, you know, who he is. I mean, like I said, I do know that he has worked for, XVW and UWA as well, so.
Wow, so that's an interesting one. That'll definitely be one for the books, so. All right, well, I guess we got any more news coming out of WWE or TNA right now?
Let's see. I am going through now. We can get back to John Cena. There's a lot of headlines about John Cena. Here's three main ones that I wanted to get across particularly, but I'm going to give highlights for JR's blog. A lot of people seem to like to read JR's blog. I used to follow it a little bit. He talks about more things than just wrestling. He talks about a lot of stuff like Oklahoma and barbecue sauce and things like that, but he said on John Cena's injury and return, I thought that John might have suffered a hip pointer, which is a severe bruise. That speculation was erroneous on my part. He is day-to-day, according to WWE.com. Knowing Cena, he will be back in action much sooner than many others suffering the same injury. Athletic hip injuries are hard to define, or so they seem to be with football players. I certainly wish John a speedy recovery. That's what JR had to say about that. And then also I saw a headline on here a few minutes ago that's running on the wire that refunds offered for the John Cena no-show. So let's see. Okay, WWE will be offering refunds at all Raw live events to any fan who wants them since John Cena isn't able to perform. As noted before, Big Show is replacing Cena in upcoming matches against Wade Barrett. I don't know if they ever did that for Steve Austin or The Rock or any of those other guys who I thought were 10 times larger than Cena. I don't recall them ever doing that.
I don't recall doing that either, but, you know, I would have to kind of go on the other side of that. John Cena's, he's today Hulk Hogan, you know. He is a household name. If you don't know wrestling, you do know the name John Cena, you know. So that's probably why, you know, a lot of fans, if they don't see John Cena, they don't show up. So we'll definitely have to see how that plays out and moves forward. And I wish John Cena the best, and hopefully he'll be back soon in 2011. And, you know, we'll have to, you know, because without him, I don't know what Nexus is going to do next, so.
Well, they have no choice but to push another babyface, and that's what I'm looking forward to seeing them do. I want to see them push another big babyface. I just hope to God it's not somebody like John Morrison. I would really like to see somebody break out, you know, compared to what they had been doing in the business, perhaps.
Well, I'm sure they're probably going to go ahead and shoot a pretty much start pushing. If they started with the Big Show, they'll probably keep going. So I could see the Big Show working the Nexus here over the next couple weeks until John Cena does get back in here. So, all right. So that definitely some interesting news. We'll have to keep track of that. And, you know, you can definitely go to Double Down Radio page to keep up for the information, or you can go to TubeJunkies.com and check things out. So while we're getting some more the winners ready to go, we'll go ahead and hit another track here. So me and Dave will be back with you in just a few minutes. It is kind of a country night. You know, I don't know why I chose this kind of format to play along with our year-end review. But, you know, as I dropped earlier, Double Down Radio has a new top 11-11 country music program coming out, which I played last week, Monday last week. So definitely going to check that out. So that some of these songs on here tonight are from that very program. We do have... We have Mandatory Michael. You know, we have a few more things. We got Cincinnati Reds Radio. Bengals chat. So, you know, definitely keep it up and close and personal with us. You know, you'll I got different hosts coming up, so different new hosts coming, but you'll still have every Sunday night at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11, me, Nate the Ref, Nate Carnes, whatever you want to call me, but don't call me Jobber of the Year. Or you can call me Jabroni of the Year. It all depends. But we'll find out who won that, and I guess we'll find out who won Jabroni of the Year right now.
All right. We've got the Shoot Junkies Jabroni of the Year Award. And the candidates for the 2010 Independent Jabroni of the Year Award are as follows. Colonel Jonathan James from the DWA. Sean the Boss Bossman from the Hollywood Hotline. Batman Rob Hudson from HFW. Natasha Rivers, Dan Hanton from SAW, Nate Carn, Kevin Moore, and Franklin Hughes from the UWA. Nate Carn, are you ready to see if you have won the Jabroni of the Year Award? Let me add first before you answer that. The Jabroni of the Year Award, unlike Jobber of the Year, is more of a crack clown put down. I want to stress that, you know, a joke. It's all in good fun. Everything's in good fun. But the Jabroni of the Year isn't as honorable, as we would say, I don't think, as the Jobber of the Year. Are you ready for this, Nate?
I am ready for this. Let's see if I've won this honor or did I lose again. So who is the winner?
Nate Carn, you are a winner in a lot of things, but not in the 2010 Jabroni of the Year. Not this year. That winner spot goes to none other than the guy who wanted it the most, Fat Man Rob Hudson from the HFW. Fat Man Rob Hudson got 37% of the vote. He knocked out all competition. Second in place with Dan Hanson with 23%. Ooh, wow. You did make third, Nate. I will say that. You did get 14% of the vote.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess I'm happy I didn't win it and didn't lose. And I guess I'm happy I lost that, too. So, all right. Well, I guess, as you all know, this is pretty obvious. As you know, I wouldn't be in this. If this was a rigged poll, I wouldn't be in it. I wouldn't have put myself in it. So, you know. We'll go from there, and Rob Hudson, hats off to you for being Jabroni of the Year, and maybe if you put on a better wrestling show and, you know, quit scarfing down the Debbies, you know, you might not win it every year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rob Hudson,
so,
of course,
man.
For those of you who do not know, let me give a little bit of history on Rob Hudson. Weighing in at somewhere around probably 500-600 pounds, but Fat Man Rob Hudson is a big fella, and with that size, does not come brains, nor muscle. Fat Man Rob Hudson has been known to get blowed up on his radio show, which I'm not exactly sure what the name of that show is called, and I don't really want to plug it, even if he has it going right now. But Fat Man Rob Hudson, of course, I think he came out of Kamala Jr.'s crowd, did he not, Nate? I believe he was a would-be graduate of Kamala's would-be school.
Well, you know, I'll drop some information on that. That would be school. He did not quote unquote graduate from that. He was actually a dropout from that. There's only been a couple notable wrestlers to come out of that has been around in the area, which I'm not afraid to say their names. You had a guy named by the name of Alvis Nutcase to come out of that. You had a guy by the name of Johnny Binion to come out of that. And you had another guy that also came out of that and is a big favorite down in Cincinnati, and he is known as the Rooster Boy, which is a ripoff of the Red Rooster from the WWE days or WWF days. Let me get that straight. So, yeah, but, you know, I see that that school is no more, and I see Kamala Jr. is still out and about. So we'll have to see what goes on with him in the future as well.
Yeah, Kamala Jr. wasn't listed in any of the categories tonight. Nobody submitted his name. See, I didn't choose these myself, and Shoot Junkies, the staff, did not choose these or something else. A lot of them were voted on by Shoot Junkies staff. A lot of them were voted on, of course, by people like yourself, Nate, and promoters in various parts of this independent area that we cover, this independent wrestling area, this region that we cover. So it was fair in my book. It was not rigged. You could not vote more than once on these polls, just to throw that in there. You can only vote once a day, and I'm sure a lot of people got frustrated because of that. But that's the way it goes, and I wanted to make sure that we had an accurate readout of, you know, who are the fan favorites. And we got that. We by far got that. You know, these guys are, you know, what we're reading off as winners. They did by far win them. Well, some of them were close, but, you know, all in all, it was done honestly. So, Nate, nobody can contest it. Nobody can say that it was a BS, you know, kayfabed competition or whatever here, because it was not. Shoot Junkies are about the shoots. We want the reality of this business, not the fantasy part of it.
Exactly, man. And I think we did take care of that business right now, right today. And, you know, and we'll continue to do this through 2011. And so I guess we'll go ahead and let's go ahead and get another award out of the way here before we go ahead and take a break here real quick. So let's go on to another one. What's the next one up for bid? What's the what's the price right order today? That's nuts. All right, what's the next award up?
Okay, let's do the shoot story of the year. The 2010 shoot story of the year. These are stories that Shoot Junkies followed and covered, and we rated them. We wanted to know who had the, you know, what was the most memorable story of 2010, and the selections were as follows. Derek the Legend beats up referee Joe Copez at the UWA. Nate Karn's wife Donna leaves him for High Styles' Billy Niles.
Boo.
Malice defeats Dan Hansen for the Classic Championship Wrestling title and throws it in a trash can at an EAPW event. Dave Robinson, yours truly, cusses out Dan Hansen, Rob Hudson, and Ace Diamond on Matt Chat Radio. Phantom blasts a fan in the head three times with a chair, causing him to bleed profusely on the floor at the EAPW Christmas show. Ryan O'Brien and Dave Robinson go head-to-head with the DWA over a contract dispute. And finally, Tim Wilde allegedly steals Cody Hawk's ring equipment, which was later recovered. Those were the selections. Go on. Go ahead, Nate.
The question I have is, am I going to lose again? I've been nominated in three categories tonight, and I haven't won yet. This one I'm not very proud to win if I do win it, but we'll see. Shoot Junkies is exactly that reality, so go ahead. Let me know if I'm a three-time loser tonight.
Well, Nate, you are not good at winning, but you are good at predictions. You are indeed a three-time loser tonight because the winner goes to Dave Robinson cusses out Dan Hansen, Rob Hudson, and Ace Diamond on Matt Chat Radio. That is the winner with 36%. Of the vote. Second in place was Tim Wilde allegedly steals Cody Hawk's ring equipment, which was later recovered. That was with 21%. You, however, did come in third. You know, you're coming in threes constantly. Nate Karn's wife leaves him for High Styles, Billy Niles. That is, you were third place, and this is the third time that you have lost a category in the year-end review. You had 19% of the vote. Next in place behind you was Tarek Legend beats up Copez with 14%. And behind that was Phantom Blast, a fan in the head three times with a chair, causing him to breathe profusely. That was 10%.
Wow.
So those were the results for Shoot Story of the Year.
Well, I guess that definitely, you know, that story, I have to be a part of that win there. You know, I could say, you know, I'll ride on your coattails because I happened to be, you know, on the line at the same time that happened. That was the day that Double Down Radio took over Matt Chat. So, you know, gotta love that. And, you know, congrats to Dave. You know, you had to win at least one of them, you know, to, but of course, you didn't do it on purpose. It actually was voted on by the fans. So, all right then. Well, I guess we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break again. Be back in about 2.5 minutes in, and we're gonna go hit another track and see what country that Dave's got lined up for us right now. Okay.
can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes they knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
Interviewing better and checking people's backgrounds, because the person that played The Climb on Double Down Radio tonight during the year in reviews needs fired, and I'm going to have to address this on Monday morning. Dave Robinson, what do you think about that?
Okay, first of all, I got to say, I feel like I'm being ribbed. Now, I know that this is all for, this whole lineup is for the other content that you're going to have on the Double Down Network. But I want to tell you right now, first of all, none of these songs look familiar to me other than our regular songs that we play. And I know I know what I'm going to play for the rest of the year. But I'm telling you, man, I don't know what any – and they all look sappy, Nate. So I am going to say this to you, my friend. I know you're not gay because you got too much drama going on in your life and too many females. What has made you choose this genre of music as far as playing it on other times, other dates on of Double Down of the network?
Well,
why'd you choose, Mystical Country?
That song came in this past week at number 4 on the Billboard Country Music charts.
So that's why that's uploaded on the audio. So we'll definitely have to. Hopefully it comes off because I'm tired of playing the climb on Tuesday nights.
Okay. Well, I know that I'm not familiar. I wasn't familiar with that particular title. The song I knew, but I don't know the title. I'm just saying
so interesting.
That.
Interesting, well, man. It's an interesting end of the way here to do this whole New Year's Eve thing. So, all right, man. Well, I guess we'll move forward here and go on to the next.
Don't let the dogs out.
The next next award here. So, let's see here. What's up? What's next? What's next on the agenda?
It looks like we're going to do the 2010 Independent Babyface of the Year Award. This one I consider, you know, probably this and the Heel of the Year are probably the second highest honorable, you know, awards that we have handed out this year. But here are the candidates for the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Babyface of the Year Award. Jay Donaldson from the NWF. Benjamin Chimera from the UWA. Jordan Lachey from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. A huge favorite, popular guy, Dave Chris from Heartland Wrestling Association. DJ Tom Sharp from SWI. Sid Fabulous from Heartland Wrestling Association. Thug Nerd from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Chris McGraw from First Class Wrestling. Sergeant J-Rock from the UWA. And Chad Allegra from the NWF. Nate Karn, are you ready to hear the winner of the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Babyface of the Year Award?
And who would that be, Dave Robinson? I have my pick on who I think would win that, but let's see who actually won it.
Well, who's your pick? Who do you want
to
give it?
My pick would be Dave. No, my pick would have to be Dave Crist, the one half of the Irish Airborne, because he happens to have a lot of fans and he's well known. But, of course, this is voted for by the fans, so that might not be the case. Somebody else's fans might have stood up and said, this guy is it. So who is it?
Well, I want to add that I do like Dave Crist a lot. Dave Crist is one of the best wrestlers that I have ever stepped in the ring and worked with. Now, I didn't wrestle him, but I have refereed matches, a match with him in it. And it was a lot of fun. And he's a great guy, very colorful. And I think he's a huge asset to the business. And he is way up there as far as the rank go in this southwestern Ohio area, Cincinnati and Dayton. So, yeah, Dave Crist is a number one in my book, but he is not number one when it comes to Babyface of the Year. That award goes to Thug Nerd from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. He got 31% of the vote. He beat everybody by two times, I would say, because the next ones in line, it was tied three ways for second place. That went to Jordan Lachey of the EAPW, a guy that Thug Nerd is wrestling and feuding with right now. Dave Crist, who we were just talking about, and Sergeant J-Rock, who a lot of people out there like. They got 15%. And third place came Benjamin Chimera. He got 8%. And fourth place was tied between the two NWF guys, Jay Donaldson and Chad Allegra. So that is what the results are for the Independent Babyface of the Year. Congratulations to Thug Nerd. I've worked with him many, many times. He's a great guy backstage. He's a great guy in the ring. And he has told me more than once that he follows Shoot Junkies, that he is a huge fan of it, that he hangs on to all the stories and reads them and really loves the concept of Shoot Junkies. I'm not sure if he listens to Double Down Radio. I know some of those EAPW guys do listen to it. But Thug Nerd is a great worker. Matter of fact, I had heard some wrestlers last night. We had an EAPW meeting up in Middletown, and some of the guys that helped promote and book that show were dropping his name and saying that he was good in the ring. So, yeah, he deserved it, man. And the kids were really behind him. You know, at the Christmas show, he handed out actual presents to these kids. He wrapped them and threw them out to the crowd, tons of them. And the kids really dug it. You know, that's a inner city area where we run that show down there at Price Hill. And Thug Nerd, you know, they really love him down there. He's a hometown boy, and he was really, you know, they were really behind him. So, you know, that's a good one. I do think that Thug Nerd is very deserving of that award.
Definitely, I would agree, man. So, but, you know, I can understand. I've worked with him, you know, in the ring multiple times in many different places, and he does you know, he does get a pop from fans, and he is loved. You know, he does kind of have that thug, you know, that thug look on part of him, but then he also comes off as Steve Urkel. So, you know, we'll definitely have to watch his career progress and maybe get him here on Double Down Radio in the near future. But, all right, well, we're almost there to the very end of our show here. What, how many categories we got left there, Dave?
Well, let's see. We have, there's one right there. I think we have three categories left.
All right. Well, all right.
I think we have a caller on the line. Do you want to check and see if this caller wants to call?
Yeah, go ahead and take that caller.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the air now, caller.
Hello? You there? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. You're on.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's the fat man, Ralph Hudson, isn't it?
Yeah, can I have my award?
Do what now?
I said, can I have my award?
Okay, well, I will say, first of all, for whatever it's worth, congratulations for winning the Jabroni of the Year. Shoe Junkies will be administering awards. We're going to create certificates. They're going to be framed, and these will go out to the winners of these polls. But yes, indeed, Rob Hudson, as proud as you are of what you have accomplished tonight, you will get an award. Just give us time to get that name printed out because we wanted to wait till the last minute to decide these winners, and we wanted to give everybody, you know, a clear and fair chance to get their votes in. And, Rob, you did have the fans behind you on the Jabroni of the Year. I will give you that.
I put together a little speech. You know, I would like to say thank you to all the people who voted for me. I would like to say thank you to Mr. Dave Robinson and Mr. Nate Karn for putting me into this category. Although they did not put some of my other fellow members of my wrestling company and all my other wrestling companies that I'm involved with in any of the other categories, nor did they put my wrestling category up there for, you know, company of the year. But, yeah, I can understand that. We ain't been around that long, so I understand that. Like I said, I'd like to thank everybody. I would like to thank, I would like to thank the people who standing behind me. And actually, I'm end right there. But I would like to say thank you, Mr. Robinson, and thank you, Mr. Kearns, for putting me on your website and in that category.
Well, Rob, I will say you are very welcome, and thank you for giving us something to report on. I mean, for crying out loud, you've been getting a lot of attention on Double Down Radio here lately, so you should be very proud of yourself. I want to address the topic. Now, you did mention that your promotion did not have any other candidates in any of the categories. Now, let me explain why. I cannot stress enough. It is very hard getting results and profiles and bios on a lot of these wrestlers because a lot of these guys don't have websites. If they do, we don't promote them enough to where Shoe Junkies can spot them and start checking them out for updated information. So, Rob Hudson, I would like to suggest to you that if you do have stuff online about your wrestlers, results, videos, whatever, you got to make that known to Shoe Junkies. We would have had no problem putting HFW in these polls because that just gives it even more of a fair chance to vote on these guys. We were just left in the dark on who we could put in there to represent you guys. You know, I did mention last week, in fairness, in my defense, I did mention last week and pleaded with these guys to hit us up, call in, and do whatever they had to do to let us know who we should put in these polls. So I have to say that much.
Okay. Did you guys give up the award for Jobber of the Year yet?
Yeah, that one went to that was an associate of yours, Iceberg. He got Jobber of the Year.
Yeah, I would since he's not gonna call in, I would like to accept that on behalf of Iceberg. I know everybody in the HFW roster and everybody in the formerly known as Ram / now known as Saw roster. We were behind him 100% in that category. We made sure that he did get that award. just like they made sure that I got my award. So, you know, we stuck down our people. We made sure we got the awards that we wanted, and I haven't been listening to the show. I have been busy, you know, setting up my show for January 14th in Westchester, Ohio. That will be at I'm going to throw out a shameless plug, if I may. It's going to be at Westchester Flooring on the corner of 42 and Mason. Now, hold on, let me get this straight. It's going to be on the corner of 42 and Warren Butler Road. It's 8419 Cincinnati Columbus Road is the exact address. It's January 14th. That is a Friday night. Tickets are $5. And it's going to be a hell of a show. We got about a roster of about 40 wrestlers showing up. So it's going to be a hell of a show.
What time, Rob?
Doors open at 7:30. Bell time is 8 o'clock. For any of the footage from the past couple shows that we've had, they are on YouTube. They're on youtube.com/TheRealHFW. That's all one word. The Real HFW.
Well, Rob, I will tell you this. I'll give you this much as a bonus for you winning the Jabroni of the Year Award. I will personally select a video or videos from your HWFU or HFW YouTube site, and I will post those on Shoot Junkies in the Indie Circuit page, and if you can get your results up, I will continuously post those results on the Indie Circuit page at Shoot Junkies. So if you can do that for me, I will give that to you.
All right, I thank you very much, Mr. Robinson, and hope to be able to tune in and listen every time you guys got a wrestling-related show. I don't know about the country music. I'm not really down with the country music. So, you know. But I do try to tune in when I got time. You know, I put my show on hiatus for a little bit because I've had some other stuff going on, and I just haven't really had time to do that per se right now. But like I said, January 14th in Westchester, 8419 Cincinnati Columbus Road, will be the best hardcore show of January 2011.
All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to that and see how that plays out, and maybe we'll get Double Down Radio down there to do some coverage on that, and maybe call it live, do something with it. So we'll look forward to seeing you, man. And all right, man. Well, we're gonna have to go ahead and hit another track here before we get to the end of the last couple votes here. So we'll tell you good night, man. And go ahead, Dave. Go ahead and play him off with the next song.
Country. A rockin' southern girl running wild and free.
Hey, y'all walking through the door.
High class style country to the core.
Hardcore country.
Backwoods or uptown.
Hardcore country.
Rocking your world with a thrillbilly sound. Hills and stones. Junior and Jones. One thing I'll always be. I'm not the kind of girl that ever gives up. If anybody tries to bring me down, they'll be picking themselves up off the ground. Cause my rhinestone Luke Cagey boots will kick your ass back to its roots. Backwoods or uptown. Rocking your world with a thrillbilly sound. Hills and stones. Junior and your fantasy. Try to bring me down to your white trash level, and you find yourself down.
We all know, if you're familiar with TNA, that was Hardcore Country. That is actually the intro music to Mickie James, and actually sung by Mickie James, one of the very first females to do two roles, country music star and professional wrestler. So very interesting. So Dave, who's up next for the next award from Shoot Junkies and DoubleDownRadio.com?
Okay, I'm pulling that up as we speak. I want to say, of course, we just heard from Fat Man Rob Hudson, and I'm going to tell you this. I was shooting on him a little bit earlier in the show, and, you know, what I said I probably meant. But I got to say that I was fairly entertained by Rob Hudson's call into Double Down Radio tonight. And I thought, yeah, that's the least I could do for him. And he was a good sport about winning Jabroni of the Year. He was really honored. And, you know, his associate Iceberg, who is also an associate of mine, won the Jobber of the Year, and I don't know if he's honored to win that award, but I will say this, man, that kid, he's got a lot of heat, you know, because he used to be a backyarder, like a lot of us, you know, and I've never denied what I did, like a lot of people out there who do deny it, but, you know, he did used to be a backyarder, he got a lot of heat for that, but I'm going to tell you right now, that kid does bump with the best of the Elite All-Pro Wrestling, and he really does a great job making a lot of those other guys in there look good. Now, I'm not saying that they necessarily need too much help looking good, because they don't. These are very talented performers. But Iceberg has been able to hang in there in matches, and he does do a good job. And the kids like him. They come running up to him every time he comes out of the entrance. So, I, you know, on a shoot side, me and Iceberg have had a little bit of heat in the past. We've had some backstage conversations that could have been taken as heated, I suppose, but, you know, all in all, I can't really say I know too much about him personally, but all in all, professionally, I do say that the kid does go out there, and he does wrestle his ass off, and he does a good job doing it, and even if I didn't like him personally, which I'm not saying I don't, because, you know, as I said, I don't know him well enough, but even if I did not like him, even if he was a mortal enemy of mine, I would have to say that he is an excellent performer. For his experience that he's got, he's still very green, and he's still very, you know, very new to the business, but he's doing a decent job. He's doing a pretty good job right now so far, and he's got a lot of life left in him in this business, so he may go a long ways. I think he will, especially in this area, and I just want to throw that out there. I'm not trying to mark out to him, but I did want to throw that out there and give him the credit that he does deserve.
Yeah, credit where credit is due. You know, I know I have seen the HWA actually talk to him a couple times, too. So that's pretty good when you got the HWA talking to you. So, all right, man. So what's next up? What's the next award up?
Okay, I think we're going to go with the 2010 Independent Tag Team of the Year award. We have four left, counting this one. I thought we'd had one left, but I forgot that one of the polls was put on a different page of Shoot Junkies, and I'm, you know, looking at the site itself, so. But we're going to go ahead and do the 2010 Independent Tag Team of the Year Award. The candidates for that were as followed. Army of Darkness from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Punk Rock Rebellion from Unstoppable Wrestling Alliance. Irish Airborne. The Dynasty, Regulator and Phoenix from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Matt Stevens and Danny Todd from Northern Wrestling Federation. Smoke and Aces. Ice and Ryan Stone from Elite All-Pro Wrestling. Murder City, Inc. and Big Battle from the EAPW as well. They had a lot of selections from the EAPW in there this time.
We're going to go to the winner right now,
Nate. We're going to reveal that. This was a close race, too, surprisingly. Who do you think might have won this one, Nate? Who were you rooting for?
You know, Tag Team of the Year, I would have to say Dave and Jake pulled that one out.
But you know, I'll
be wrong again. So who won that award?
Well, the Irish Airborne is a great tag team. They are truly phenomenal. I have worked with those guys. I worked with them at the EBS Fireworks, as I mentioned earlier tonight. The Irish Airborne, Jake and Dave, they're brothers. They can do crazy things in the ring. And you know what? They do crazy things in the Shoot Junkies polls because they are the winners of the 2010 Indie Tag Team of the Year. Nate Karn, your prediction was correct.
Yes, I figured that at least that this one I got tonight correctly, so... All right, well, at least I pulled out one of those Ride and Right predictions. So, all right, so what's the next one?
The Irish Airborne, let me go ahead and read off the stats since I've done the other one so far tonight. The Irish Airborne won with 33% of the vote. It was a real close one. Smoke and Aces came in second with 28% of the vote. And third came Ice and Rhinestone. And I'll tell you, that is a really good tag team. I've worked with them closely, too. And they are douchebags when they get on the mic, but they are a good tag team. Let's see. Tied for fourth place was Punk Rock Rebellion and Big Battle. That's the EAPW Tag Team Champions. And in fifth place was the Army of Darkness. And in sixth place was the Dynasty, Regulator and Phoenix. So that was a close race, Nate. I was actually looking forward to seeing who was going to win that one as well.
Definitely. I'm not surprised by the winner, but, you know, there's a lot of tag teams that did not win that could definitely pull it out next year. You know, some of those names right there are definitely pretty big in this industry. So, but, all right, man. Well, that's one for the ages. So they'll definitely, they deserve that. And we'll see. I do know, as of late, Dave and Jake have been wrestling each other. So maybe their days as a tag team are coming to an end. So I don't know. I heard they had a pretty good match recently here in the past couple weeks against each other. So I don't know where we, I'm kind of lost for words there on that. So. All right, Dave, well, you go ahead and handle things from here, man, because I have to split off the show real quick, real early. I don't mean to do that to you, but I got issues going home at home. So I will talk to you later, man, and go ahead and give the last couple awards. All right, man?
Right on, Nate. It's been fun. Be safe tonight, and Happy New Year.
All right, man. Take it easy, Dave, and I'll see you guys next year. Later.
All right, Shoot Junkies and Double Down Radio fans, it looks like it's just me flying solo now. And that is quite all right because I am really excited to report on what we have left. Let's go through. We're going to review a little bit of what has happened so far. Of course, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, Iceberg winning the Indie Jobber of the Year award. The heel of the year went to Diehard Tom McClain from the UWA. Referee of the year went to Skeeter Muldoon, who killed the competition. Shoot Junkies Indie Story of the Year went to Dave Robinson Cusses Out Dan Hansen, Rob Hudson, and Ace Diamond on Matt Chat. And believe me, you know, everybody got an opportunity to vote in this, and I did too. And I will say, I did not vote for myself. Now, I was mentioned in two of these categories, and I did not vote for myself in either of those because I did not feel like they should have been the Shoot Story of the Year. But they were nominated. And therefore, you know, I allowed them to be submitted because I did have final say on, you know, what went in and what stayed out. But I did have a lot of help. And I want to say that. I want to show my appreciation to those who had helped me, those who had submitted names, and a couple of those individuals who had helped me. Nate Karn was one of them. He dropped a couple names that ought to be submitted. And some people seconded the motions, too, you know, agreed that certain candidates should go in. But Nate Karn was one of them. Frank Hughes from the UWA, he gave some good suggestions. Double P, he helped very closely, and I appreciate that. I appreciate Double P's help with, you know, giving some names, and there were a few others. So, I, you know,
I had a lot of fun doing this, and I think that some of these other guys had a lot of fun doing taking part, and also watching the outcomes. It was very close, very exciting on several of these. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do, I am going to hit the Shoot Junkies 2010 Indie Promoter of the Year Award. We're going to get that one out, and then we will take a break, and then I might cover a headline or two, and then we will get to the last two winners of this year in review, that being Promotion of the Year and Wrestler of the Year. But at this time, let's go to Shoot Junkies 2010 Indie Promoter of the Year. And here were the candidates: Scott Toller from SWI, Rodney Witter from EAPW, Roger Ruffin from NWF, RJ Diamond from CWI, Tim Tatum from Heartland Wrestling Association, a former mentor of mine, Johnny Diamond from the DWA, Double P, Tom McClain from First Class Wrestling, and Franklin Hughes from the UWA. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your winner of the Promoter of the Year. That goes to a favorite of Shoot Junkies as well as Double Down Radio. He's appeared on both. Mr. Double P, Tom McClain from First Class Wrestling. He got 32% of the vote. Second in place was Rodney Witter, a current associate of mine from the EAPW. He got 24%. Third place, that was a close one. Franklin Hughes, that's another associate. I've known this guy for over a decade. And there is very few people in this business that has the dedication and the heart that this guy has, the passion for it. And he used to be an arch nemesis of mine. And we actually, a couple years ago, when we both broke into the pro wrestling indie circuit, we buried the hatchet, settled our differences, and became pretty good friends, and we are to this day. Franklin Hughes coming in at third. And then we had a three-way tie for fourth place. That went to Roger Ruffin, Tim Tatum, and Johnny Diamond. And fifth place goes to Scott Toller from the SWI. So that is the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Promoter of the Year Award going to Tom McClain this year. Congratulations, Tom McClain. Hopefully I'll be able to get a good interview. You still owe us a call here in on Double Down. We agreed on that. We talked about that on Shoot Junkies, and you're supposed to give us some really good dirt. So, Tom, if you're listening to us tonight, you are by all means more than welcome to call in if you like. And if not, then you definitely got to do it on another night, because I know these fans want to hear what you've got to say, and we want to see if you're going to actually go on the record with saying it. Actually, before we go to a break, it looks like, well, I thought I was going to say it looked like we had a caller. Yeah, there they are. I'll go ahead and go to that. We'll see who this caller is. It's from an unknown number, so obviously I don't recognize it, but let's get them on here. Go ahead. You're on the air, caller.
I forgot to say something last time I was on the air.
Who is this? Is this Rob?
This is your 2010 Jabroni of the Year.
Oh, okay. What do you got to say, Rob?
I forgot to say you're welcome for voting you the Shoot Story of the Year. You know, with you calling in the match yet and cussing me and Dan Henson out, you know. I had at least 15, 20 people voting for that story alone just because my name was on it.
Oh, wow. So I have you to thank. Now let's be clear about this. That did not just go to me. I do not consider myself sole winner of that award. I will say it goes to you, it goes to Dan Henson, it goes to Ace Diamond, and it goes to Matt Chat Radio just the same. So, you know, let me tell you, you're welcome, Rob, because you know what? You are a two-time winner. Now that you mention it, you're a two-time winner here at the Year in Review for 2010.
Well, I like to say on that note, I like to say thank you, and I like to say thank you to everybody who's listening to that that I called and said, hey, vote for this stuff on shootjunkies.com, and they voted and they listened. So I'd like to say thank you, and I'll hit you up online with where you can send my award to.
Yeah, you got to make sure you do that, because we want to make sure that all these winners get their awards. And I was kind of thinking about that today, like, man, how am I going to get all these guys together? Or I didn't think that, you know, a lot of them may not want to give their address out to mail it. So does that mean I'm going to have to go to these shows and hand them out, which I was hoping I wouldn't have to. So, I mean, yeah, that's cool. Definitely send me your information, because, yeah, as a matter of fact, I was working on getting those certificates lined up tonight. And I don't know how long, like I said earlier, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'll get one to you if it kills me, because I want to make sure that you can hang it on your wall of fame with all of your other prestigious awards in this business. And, maybe next year get another one.
I'll put it right there on my wall next to my promoter's license, next to my one half of my GOD tag team championship right there, you know. I'll put it on my wall of fame. You can also go ahead and send me Iceberg, too. I'll make sure Iceberg gets that. He'll be at my show on the 14th.
Well, that's a good deal. Yeah, I really would like to see, make sure Iceberg gets his as well, and I appreciate you for helping me get those to the people. If you got any others that you might be able to help hand out, then by all means, you are more than welcome to do me that favor. So.
I think Iceberg and... if you send me Dan Henson, I can get Dan Henson, too.
Well, I may very well just do that. I do keep in fair contact with Dan Henson, and he is close up here by me in Hamilton, so we might be able to get to him. But nonetheless, I might have to hit you up for help on that one as well. So,
I know I see him every Thursday and every Saturday up at the Saw Arena, so I can give him his. I can give H. Diamond his. And like I said, Iceberg's booked up at Saw as well. He's also booked up at HFW. And so I can definitely help you hand out those awards. And on that note, I will let you get back to your show. I'm about to get the New Year's Eve started here. We're about to get some alcohol in the system. So I will let you get back to your show. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy New Year. Be safe out there. Don't drink. Don't drive. And please don't name it after your 2010 Jobber of the Year. Have a good one. Peace.
All right, Fat Man Rob Hudson. You heard it from him. Congratulations, Rob, on the 2010 Jabroni of the Year Award. And be safe. Happy New Year. Don't get lit too much, although I bet you could probably hold quite a bit of alcohol in that big body of yours. He is a gargantuan fella. And I think with that in mind, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to have the two highest awards in this review, that is Promotion of the Year, and your favorite, the Wrestler of the Year. We'll be right back. That's right. We're not going to take it. We're not going to take crappy rigged polls, and we're not going to take phony results at ShootJunkies.com. You get the best. You get the most real answers, and we shoot straight from the hip, obviously. Fans, you decided who was going to walk away with the prizes in this 2010 year in review. And boy, did you make some good picks. I congratulate you, you the listeners, you the Shoot Junkies followers. Without this, or without you, we could never have made this happen. And believe me, I had it in my heart to make this happen. I wanted to make sure that these workers, who really do a great job when they step in this ring and they put their bodies on the line, that they get rated appropriately and that they get the credit that they deserve. And I believe that this time around that they have. I think that this is a great way to bring in the new year by reflecting on who was the best in the independent wrestling circuit. Now, I will say that starting at the beginning of the year at ShootJunkies.com, we will proceed to rate the bigger names, TNA, WWE, Ring of Honor. We'll do the mainstream wrestling, and then you guys can vote on that. Although something tells me it's not going to have as good of a turnout. That's why I figured I would wait till after the first of the year to do that one and you know, get right to the point with the independent wrestling, because I know that a lot of you guys out there know these wrestlers personally, and that you, I know that you got on here and supported who you thought should win. That's for certain. And so, I mean, you know, I'm really thrilled. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, 2010, it's coming to an end in, let's see, about 3.5 hours. And then we're going to bring in 2011. And as I was saying earlier, I want to take this time to reflect myself on you know, this year that's passed for me. Going into 2010, I was involved in a big split between the EAPW and the DWA. Rod Witter and Johnny Diamond went their separate ways, and both were pulling me by the arm, wanting me to join. Initially, I chose the EAPW, left them in late 2009, joined up with the DWA early 2010, had a little bit of heat with those guys, severed ties, and then went back to the EAPW. And then from there, I got to say, man, it really took off for me. The shows we were holding in Price Hill, I kept seeing the numbers of the attendance go higher and higher and higher. And the talent, it just seemed like they kept getting better and better and better. And the shows were really, you know, they were getting put together quite well. WrestlePalooza earlier this summer, that was one that I will never forget. Of course, we were honoring Paul Berg, the deceased cameraman for the EAPW. He was a great guy that I knew personally. And it was a two-night event, and a lot of things happened. Of course, Jordan Lachey won that Paul Berg Memorial Cup at that show. And then we had later in the year the EBN fireworks with the EAPW that I really had a blast doing. It was so amazing. Got to work with Irish Airborne, got to work with Chris Carnage and Cody Hawk and the EAPW guys, Regulator, Big D, Royal Battler, Nero, Jordan Lachey, Bull Newland. It was amazing. It was just something that I will never be able to forget for years to come. And I had a great time. I know a lot of you guys that are listening tonight were there, and you got to watch it for yourself. I've seen pictures online on Facebook and things, you know, showing that you guys were in attendance. That was great. Of course, Hoist Recovery Drink sponsored that. And then even later in the year, back in, what was it, October, we had Not a Mania. As if I thought it couldn't get better, we got to run a show at a four-star restaurant down in downtown Cincinnati, just a block away from Fountain Square. And it was something that was really amazing, too. I've got pictures hanging up in my living room of that show. Of course, the Cincinnati Inquirer covered it. I got featured. I think it was in the Section B, the local section of the Cincinnati Inquirer, but I was right there. I've actually got that mounted on my table in a frame. So, you know, really proud of that. A lot of things I can say that I can be proud and thankful for. There were friendships that had been severed, ties that were severed, and then there were, you know, new ties that were bonded, you know, with me and other people. Nate Korn, you know, I've known Nate Korn for a little while now, but it seemed like in 2010 with the birth of Double Down Radio, me and Nate really did become some serious allies, and, you know, I'm glad to be able to work with Nate. And then there's others out there. The EAPW guys, I had heat with them early in the year, and they welcomed me back with open arms, just as if I was one of them, because I am one of them. And, you know, I got to say, those are my guys, and I really love working with them. And a couple of the other guys who work at other promotions, they come in and work with us too, like Ricochet, who's a good worker, and Iceberg, of course, who we're talking about. You know, I just want to say that, you know, to you guys, if any of you are listening to Double Down tonight, you're doing a great job, you know, and I commend you. And I hope that 2011 can bring us all even that much more success. We got a lot of huge shows lined up. I met with the booking team at Elite All Pro Wrestling last night in Middletown, Ohio. We talked. We brought forth ideas, things that we wanted to get done this year, goals that we wanted to accomplish, shows that we wanted to run. And we got really excited about, you know, what's to come. And I think that you guys would be really thrilled and surprised to see what we pull out this year in 2011. So it's exciting. Nobody knows what it holds, but I don't think that it's going to hold, you know, anything that's stale or flat. I don't really have any New Year's resolutions. I don't really believe in those things because most of them aren't kept past February. But there are some things that I would like to see happen in 2011. Things in the wrestling business. For one, you know, I would really like to see Heartland get back on its feet like it needs to be and live up to the name that it once held. And I know that, you know, it's under different management and things like that, but still, you know, that banner really does deserve to be held way higher. And I really would like to see Heartland get off the ground. There's a few others, you know, all these other promotions out here, 1CW, you know, and I know that they're real proud of what they're doing over there right now, and they should be. I'd like to see them see that much more success. And, you know, this town, this area, Dayton, Cincinnati, this Ohio Valley, it's always been a hot spot for wrestling. The fans just love it. The people around here love it. And it has produced so much talent that has gone on and worked on television and made names for themselves. And I hope that that continues to happen for years to come. You know, with 2011 being that major breakout year, for the wrestling business, a major breakout year for ShootJunkies.com, and, of course, for Double Down Radio. What a ride it has been this year, you got to say. What a ride. But I think that you guys are probably ready to crown a new winner in this 2010 year-end review. This, of course, this next one is going to be the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Promotion of the Year Award. Now, the way we worded it on the poll was, which is the hottest promotion, indie promotion around. Well, of course, that means the same thing in our book. This one was the first poll that we put up, so it got a way larger number than some of these other ones. But, nonetheless, it was you, the fans, who decided on who you wanted to crown this 2010 Hottest Indie Promotion. But let's read off the candidates first. Heartland Wrestling Association, Elite All Pro Wrestling, Northern Wrestling Federation, RAM, First Class Wrestling, Unstoppable Wrestling Alliance, Extreme Combat Wrestling, Ring of Honor. I was surprised I had added that one in there. Independent Pro Wrestling, and Rockstar Pro Wrestling. And the winner of the 2010 Promotion of the Year Award goes to First Class Wrestling with 38% of the vote. They really killed the competition in this one as well. Second to First Class Wrestling was Ram, now known as Saul. They got 23%. Followed closely by Elite All Pro Wrestling, my home promotion, with 20%. Then next up was Rockstar Pro Wrestling. That's up in Dayton. Then we have Ring of Honor. Wow, surprisingly, they were lower in the ranks of this poll. Then there was Unstoppable Wrestling Alliance. That's a promotion that I had associated myself with this year as well. And Independent Pro Wrestling. So that is your winner. First Class Wrestling with Double P at the helm of that one. Congratulations, guys. I have not worked up there, although I think that I would like to. Now, I'm not asking for a job because I don't need work, and I am completely happy working at just the EAPW, but I would at least like to come and attend the show and check it out. You know, especially you guys won our Promotion of the Year award, so I think you've at least deserved that much for us to get up there and check it out and maybe personally cover a show, perhaps. I want to hear from Double P. I want to hear from any of you guys for First Class Wrestling. If you want to call in tonight before we read this last winner off, the guest calling number is 1-858-365-5532. Perhaps maybe you guys are out partying. Perhaps you're celebrating your Promotion of the Year award. Who knows? We got less than 3 hours until that ball drops, and we still got one category left to cover. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and plug the EAPW show coming up on January 15th down at the Price Hill Community Center on the corner of Warsaw and Hawthorne Avenues in Cincinnati. Elite All Pro Wrestling will be returning, and the main event for that night is going to be Jordan Lachey and Thug Nerd. Last man standing with the vacant Elite All Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship on the line. And tickets are only $1 to get in. I'm telling you, the crowd has been growing down there at that place. And it is really exciting to be a part of it. And I encourage all of you guys, if you haven't been down there yet, come down. Be a part of it. Join us. I'm telling you, the EAPW movement is growing. And if you don't believe me, then get online, check out the pictures, check out the videos. EAPW management, well, it was actually the media team, they got a hold of me yesterday, told me that there's some new stuff popping up on YouTube. And I believe that you can find that at eliteallpro.com. I think that's the website address. That's pretty sad whenever I don't know my own promotion to it. It's eliteallpro.com. Get on there. Check it out. I'm pretty sure that the videos have already been posted on there. I have not checked myself, but without a doubt, it's some good stuff to watch, and I know that because I lived it. Good times, guys. Good times. Let's see. Are we ready for the highest award in this Shoot Junkies 2010 year-end review? I think we are. I think we are ready to finally give out that last award to the Indie Wrestler of the Year. And believe me, this one, of course, is my favorite. Probably everybody else's favorite. As far as, you know, I mean, this is like the heavyweight championship of the year-end review. And I was enjoying watching this one as well. We had a long list of guys. We wanted to make sure that we were as fair as possible, just like the other ones. But we wanted to make sure that enough guys who were qualified got that fair shot to win this. So we mentioned as many names that we felt necessary and threw them out there for you all to vote on. And that is what you did. You voted on it, and you elected a winner. Well, let's hear the candidates first for the Shoot Junkies 2010 Independent Wrestler of the Year. Candidates are as follows. Cody Hawk, Dave Crist, Jordan Lachey, Marcus Anthony, Thug Nerd, Sergeant J-Rock, Ryan Stone, T-Dog Foreman, Jason Chimera, Ben Chimera, Tarek the Legend, Jay Donaldson, Pompano Joe, Royal Battler, Jerome Phillips, Regulator, Alvis Nutcase, Chris Carnage, Ice, Bull Moulin, Damian Daniels, Sid Fabulous, and Chris McGraw. As I said, a lot of guys were on this. A lot of guys got voted on. But your winner of the 2010 Independent Wrestler of the Year Award goes to Cody Hawk, who got 20% of the vote. The majority has spoken, and Cody Hawk is the winner of the 2010 Shoot Junkies Independent Wrestler of the Year Award. Congratulations to Cody Hawk. Hawk, of course, is known by many in Cincinnati and Dayton as being the patriarch of professional wrestling around here. He was homegrown, and he has been all up and down that wrestling road. If anybody knows how this business functions, Cody Hawk does. And the fans knew who they were voting for when they elected Cody Hawk to be their Indie Wrestler of the Year. Following in second place behind him was Jordan Lachey. Jordan Lachey is relatively a newcomer compared to a lot of these guys that were on the list, but he has got a following that is just electrical. Jordan Lachey, of course, is built like a brick shit house. Well, of course, most of the girls out there think he is. I don't judge guys, but nonetheless, his talent in the ring is insurpassable by many in the EAPW, and Jordan Lachey would definitely have been deserving of that number one spot had Cody Hawk not taken it, but number two is what he'll have to settle for this time around. But congratulations to Cody Hawk and Jordan Lachey, of course, for getting that number two spot. And third, we had a three-way tie between Dave Chris, Thug Nerd, and Damian Daniels. So that's a surprising one. In fourth place, we had a tie between Ryan Stone and Bull Moulin. Both of those guys are EAPW workers. In fifth place, we also had a tie between Sergeant J-Rock and Chris McGraw. So there it is. There you have it. That is all for the Shoot Junkies year-end review. It has been one that, I'm telling you, so decisive, so close, but yet so decisive. And I hope that these guys are proud. They have a lot to be proud of because it was the public that decided that they should go to the top in these polls. And that's, you know, what a great honor it is to have, to know that your peers look at you in that fashion. Well, I am not going to waste any more time on this New Year's Eve night. I've got some champagne to drink, and I've got some hors d'oeuvres to eat, and I am looking forward. I've got an early morning tomorrow, so I'm not going to be staying up too late. I'm going to be watching that ball and most likely hitting the sack right after that. So I'm going to get my drink on a little bit early and then hit that hay. I want to wish everybody out there a safe and happy New Year's. I want to wish everybody out there a very prosperous 2011. And I hope that you guys stick around for Double Down Radio in this upcoming year because it is going to be one, I think, that it's going to be a thrilling ride. Let's just put it that way. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and end this show. Good night, everybody, and I will see you next year.